Now, another interesting discovery that was announced this week relates to the female genital tract, because there's an interesting observation that's been made here that there are large amounts of antibody in this area, because obviously it's a portal of entry for infection. And you've got to defend anything where you could get infected somehow. And what the researchers have found is that there are antibodies there, but they're the same kinds of antibodies that normally go around in the bloodstream. So they're obviously doing a very important job, but the big question is, how do they get there? Because if we can work out how they get there, then we might be able to work out how to put even more of them there and make even better vaccines and treatments for things like sexually transmitted infections, which, if you're in a country where HIV is extremely prevalent, it could save your life. And what Xiaoping Zhu and his colleagues have published in the journal PNAS this week, they're from the University of Maryland, is an amazing discovery, really, because they took cell samples from all the different types of tissue you find in the female genital tract, and they looked at which genes were being expressed there. And they found that one particular gene, which is called FCRN, is intriguing, because this is the same gene that a developing baby turns on in the placenta to grab antibodies from the mum's bloodstream and put them into the baby's bloodstream, so that when the baby comes out, it has what's called passive immunity. It's protected for a little while its own immune system learns to experience the environment and defend the baby. So it gets it, well, it sort of borrows its immune system from its mother, if you like. And what the mature or adult female is doing is using the same gene to take antibody from the bloodstream and put it onto the epithelial, in other words, skin surface, to protect this site. And the researchers then go on to prove, using mice, if you delete this gene, this FCRN gene, then the mice can no longer defend themselves in this way. So it's doing a very important job. Now we understand how it works, it might be possible to then exploit this to make vaccines that actually put even more antibody than the current generations of antibodies do onto that site and provide enhanced protection.
I shall never look at my lady bits in the same way again. Thanks, Chris. If you'd like to read up on anything we've covered this week, the references and the transcripts for all our news stories are online at thenakedscientist.com/news.